Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful, and since we've no place to go...
If you like that great style of music, you will want to be at the Sheldon on Wednesday. Dean Christopher will be there holding his Rat Pack and More Christmas concert, and Dean is with us here this morning. How are you, sir? Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Brian. How are you doing?
I am doing great. Looking forward to hearing some great holiday music, and you are going to bring it to the Sheldon on Wednesday. Tell us about the Rat Pack and More.
Well, it's kind of a tribute show. The Christmas show is based on the regular show that I do, which is a tribute to classic Las Vegas and the Rat Pack and that style, that whole style and genre of music and some of the... some of the performers that just happen to be Las Vegas performers. I do impressions of some of them, and it's a lot of fun. This is one of my favorite shows that I've done in St. Louis for years now, and I'm looking forward to doing it again at the Sheldon.
So what are some of the classics that you'll be performing?
Some of the songs? Oh, gosh. I'll open up with Sleigh Ride is always a good one. I've got a 7-piece band, so we've got really nice arrangements to them. And, you know, some of the classics, It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year, and your basics. I've got a couple of more contemporary songs. I've got a song by Harry Connick Jr. and John Pizzarelli in there.
Another local favorite, John Pizzarelli.
Oh, he's great. Yeah, and it's a great arrangement. It's a great tune. It's one of my favorites in the show.
Outstanding. So tell us about, your interest in this, in the Rat Pack and in that Vegas style. It's a very unique style and one of those that, you know, you don't think about it a lot, but when you sit and listen to it or watch a little bit of it, it really is great stuff.
You know, when I was raised or, you know, in my car, rock and roll was the thing. When I was growing up, and there was nothing wrong with it, but I listened to rock and roll all the time. But for some reason, I gravitated toward the kind of music the Rat Pack and Bobby Darin and those guys did. And it just stuck with me all my life. And when I decided to start doing music, because basically I'm an actor. I started out as an actor in St. Louis, and that's how I made my living. But when I started music, I figured I didn't want to just be a cover person. I just wanted to cover the genre of music and the style of music that I like the best. And that just happened to be those kind of songs.
Why do you think that is? What about that music captured your soul, I guess?
It's partly, you know, it's part music, but it's part style. The style that these guys had. And I'll specifically talk about the Rat Pack, was loose enough, just seemed like they were having fun with what they were doing. And I don't know, it just took me in. And I said, well, I like this. This to me is fun. This is entertaining. and they look like they're having fun. And I think that's a big secret in performing these kind of things.
Yeah, I mean, they're cool. These guys are as cool as they get. Am I right?
I think so. Uh-huh. Cool is, I guess, people have their own kind of cool. I guess I'm a little old school that way. I'm kind of a purist. The impressions that I do, they're not to make, it's not comedic so much unless it's part of the personality that these guys had. Any humor that might come from an impression comes from the heart, comes from a tribute mm-hmm. that I'd like to give. And some of the voices that I do in the show, I was influenced by at one time or another in my formative years. And those are the ones that, I'm not like most impressionists where I try to do everybody I can possibly do. I just do the ones that had meaning to me, that were influenced, I was influenced by. And these guys, the ones that I do, they literally taught me to sing. I've never had any vocal training, so listening to these guys and studying how they sang and what they did and the breathing technique of Johnny Mathis and his breath control just amazed me. So that kind of thing just took me into a whole different realm of performing, and if I was going to do that, that's what I wanted to do.
Wow, really cool. Dean Christopher is our guest this morning. His show is Wednesday. His Rat Pack and More Christmas concert at the Sheldon Theater. The Sheldon, a great place to play. You have a 7-piece band, you said. I bet the sound is just terrific.
One of my favorite venues. One of my absolute favorite venues. And they're all so nice to me, and I'm looking for this. I don't know. I was just there not too long ago, just last month, for the coffee concerts. They have coffee concerts, and I came back to St. Louis just to do the coffee concerts at 10 o'clock in the morning. It's a
really?
Dean Martin tribute that I was doing, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So
it was loads of fun.
When you do, Dean, do you have the cigarette in the one hand and the drink in the other?
Yeah, I have a prop cigarette, and I have a table with some bottles on it and some ice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, usually when I'm doing just Dean Martin, when I'm doing a tribute show with everybody and everything else going on, all I have is the prop cigarette mm-hmm. and maybe a glass in my hand.
I just remember growing up and seeing the Dean Martin show, and he'd ended every day by going, "Let's see what's on the old swizzle stick tonight."
Oh, yeah. I never missed that show. Thursday nights on NBC.
Yeah, good stuff.
Never miss it.
So tell us.
I'm showing my age.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but you know what? We should celebrate that because it was great times. They just don't make them like they made the Rat Pack, you know?
Yeah, that's pretty much gone. And that's one of the things I wanted to keep alive. I just felt the need to just keep that kind of music, and that style of performing alive.
You know, it's great stuff. You mentioned how, in your time, rock and roll was coming up. And when one of my first jobs, actually my second job in radio was at a big band station. And
really?
My parents loved that music. They were from the World War II era, and I never really listened to it. And the more I listened to it, the more I liked it. And we played Frank Sinatra. We played Sammy Davis. We played that kind of the stylist, And it is great, great music. And if you listen to it in headphones and like you should listen to music a lot, I think, because you hear things you don't hear otherwise, it is terrific, terrific stuff.
I was impressed, as a kid growing up and listening to this, I was impressed with their style more than the music. The music, I at that point, I didn't even know if I could sing. I was just mimicking them, trying to find my own voice. And these guys, once I got older, the more I appreciated what they did. And Frank Sinatra was one of those kind of vocalists that took charge of just every aspect of what he was doing. He would pick the songs. He would pick the arrangers, and the arrangements of these songs are incredible. You get somebody like Nelson Riddle or Billy May or somebody that can take, and of course they had like, he had like a 30, two-piece orchestra, a 36-piece mm-hmm. orchestra. So it was a different thing. I wish I could do that, but seven is all they'll allow me to have.
I'll tell you what, it's going to sound great, Dean. So the concert is Wednesday at the Sheldon. $20 for tickets. I guess pick them up at the box office?
You can pick them up at the door, or you can go to thesheldon.org, and you can buy them there as well. And I'm hoping to see you there.
I will do my best to be there. That's Wednesday night. Dean Christopher will be.
You have my number. Give me a call, and I'll have a couple of tickets waiting for you at the door.
Sounds good. We'll be in touch. That's Dean Christopher. And again, it's the Rat Pack and More Christmas concert at the Sheldon on Wednesday. Dean, thanks so much for getting up early and talking with us this morning.
What? I haven't even gone to bed yet. Are you kidding me?
Well, have a nice nap then.
Okay, I will.
Right. Dean Christopher here on Total Information AM. The news is coming up. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly
Auto Parts. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.